for your love, and I thank you for the Beatitudes. And Lord, honestly, sometimes I didn't really understand, especially the first one. It was a little strange the way it sounded to me, but it is packed with meaning. And really, Lord, it's very appropriate for what we're going through right now in our country and in the world. So, Father, I pray that you will speak to us tonight through Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, and that we would understand how to live it and experience it. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, for the next 6 weeks, we're going to talk about how to live the blessed life. And there's a lot of confusion, I think, about the word blessed to begin with. And there's a lot of confusion about the Beatitudes. What does that mean? We are looking at these, they're called the Beatitudes. What are the Beatitudes? So I looked up a definition, and here's what I found. It says they are a series of blessings promised to those who exhibit the attributes of God's kingdom. Another person said the Beatitudes present a code of ethics for the disciples and a standard of conduct for all believers. The Beatitudes give us directions for how to live the blessed life. You see, as a Christian, you don't automatically live the blessed life. And the Beatitudes give us instructions about how to be blessed. Now, let's begin with the word blessed. What does it mean? It's a Greek word, makarios, which means happy, fortunate, or blissful. Now, it's more than just being happy like you think of happiness. For instance, I get happy when my football team wins. It's circumstantial. In other words, this happens and it makes me happy. That's not what blessed means. It comes from a Greek word that has a little deeper meaning, and it has to do with inward contentedness that is not affected by circumstances. So when we talk about being blessed, we're talking about being able to be inwardly joyful, inwardly content, without special happening to us. And as Christians, we want to be blessed, and we talk about being blessed all the time. I thought it was interesting, too, that this word makarios, in the beginning, it meant to be made large or lengthy. And I didn't understand. What is he talking about? He says, when you're blessed by God, His love to you is large. When you're blessed by God, He extends His benefits to you in abundance. And so when we talk about being blessed, we're talking about God's blessings for our life. It's big. It's incredibly big. And we need to understand that being blessed has to do with God's blessings on us, regardless of what's going on in our life. And a lot of times, people in America think that blessings or being blessed by God means that you just get money. That's not what it's talking about. You get God. You get lots of God. When you are being obedient and being blessed, God blesses you in an incredible way. And so the word blessed is very important for us as Christians to understand. It's God's goodness to us. But he talks about, blessed are the poor in spirit. We're looking at Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. It says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So, what does the word poor mean? Well, it comes from a verb in the Greek that meant to cower. It meant to cringe. It literally, it doesn't mean to be just kind of poor. It means to be beggar poor. You had nothing. You were empty. You're penniless. And it's total destitution. So Jesus, he says, blessed are the poor in spirit. He's not talking about your banking account. He's talking about your inside, your spiritual life. He says, blessed are those people who are poor when it comes to understanding their plan. In other words, As Christians, we need to understand that God is almighty, all-powerful. We're poor. We're beggars. We need His help. We're destitute. And He says, blessed are the poor in spirit. When you have that attitude of having nothing on the inside, when you don't have all the wisdom in the world, all the advice in the world, God says you're blessed. Because He says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. In other words, when you know that you're a nobody on the inside, is to be completely poor. And when you're poor in spirit, you're blessed. When you realize you can't save yourself, you're blessed. And so Jesus is saying this first condition is so important, because your blessings really depend on who you are depending on. If you're depending on yourself, you're in trouble. If you're depending on God, you're blessed. And the question to ask ourselves is, who are we depending on? You know, I really believe this COVID-19 is trying to help us learn to live that way. We are learning that we don't have all the answers. We're learning that we're in desperate need for God's help. And so what we want to look at next, or what are the ways we express our dependency upon God? Because if you're going to be blessed, you're going to have to depend on Him, not yourself. So the first way is I depend on God's wisdom, not my own. Proverbs 14:12, it says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death. I can't tell you the number of times that I tried to figure out my life and all I did was mess it up. The plans of man are what get us in trouble. And when you're poor in spirit, what you're really saying is, I don't know what to do. And you're basically saying, I need God's wisdom to know what to do. And the problem is, as Christians, sometimes we don't need God until something big happens, and then we need all His wisdom. Well, the way to be blessed is to understand that you need His wisdom all the time. You know, there are many people in the business world trying to figure out how to have a business with this crazy thing called COVID-19. And it is beyond our business understanding. We need God's wisdom. And in Proverbs 3:5-7, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will direct your paths. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, respect the Lord and turn your back on evil. So we need God's wisdom, and if you want to be blessed, you need to quit trying to figure everything out and learn to trust Him. So, two questions you need to think about. When you think of getting God's wisdom, you have to ask the question, am I reading my Bible? If you're not reading God's Word, you're not getting God's wisdom. Now, I know we're all busy, and so we're running around with our crazy lives, and all of a sudden, our choices become, we can watch TV, we can read, we can go outside. And one of the things I was hoping is that during this time we would read our Bibles more. Because you're not going to be wise if you don't read His Word. And then the second thing, to be wise, you have to have a prayer life. You need to ask God. Matter of fact, I would begin my prayer life with 1 Samuel 3:9. In 1 Samuel 3:9, it says, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. You see, we have all these things going on in our world, and we desperately need God's wisdom. Now, you will go to God for wisdom if you're poor in Spirit. But if you have pride, you'll try to do it yourself. You'll try to figure it out on your own. James 1:5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, you should pray and ask God, who gives it generously and graciously to all. So I don't know how you're doing. Are you seeking His wisdom? Or are you trying to figure out all this stuff? The second sign is this. I depend on God's strength, not my own. You see, it says in Psalm 84:5, you bless all who depend on you for their strength. God blesses those people who depend on Him for their strength. Isaiah 40:31 says, those who trust in the Lord for help will find their strength renewed. They will rise on wings like eagles. They will run and not get weary. They will walk and not grow weak. Let me tell you what. When you're poor in spirit, you realize you can't live this life in your own power. I've seen so many people in ministry burn out. Why? Because they do everything in the church in their own strength. It's very possible to be so busy in church doing things in your own strength that you burn out. That's not what God wants. He wants to give you the strength to live the life. He wants to give you the strength to do the things He's called you to do. And the biggest problem we have in ministry and in the Christian life is we try to do it in our own strength. And to be poor in spirit means I can't do it in my own strength. It's to realize I really need His help. And so a lot of times in the Christian life, we kind of have to figure that out when we burn out. And so please understand that when you depend on God's strength, He's going to bless you. If you do it in your own strength, you're going to have problems. And then there's a third thing. I depend on God's timing, not mine. This is really big to me. I had April, May, June, July planned out. I mean, we met. We had it all planned out. We had Pig Fest that was last weekend. We were so excited. We had ordered the pigs. We built the place. We were going to burn them or whatever you do with it. I mean, we had it figured out. Not only that, we had it figured out for Vacation Bible School. Man, we had the date. We had the Dominican Republic trip planned out. I mean, I had it planned out pretty much through July. And then school starts. Well, guess what? The plan's messed up. And, you know, one of the things I'm learning is that God had made a mistake. I found this quote. While you're waiting, God is working. Now, I thought the best date for Pig Fest was last weekend. But it's not.
Right.
And I'm thinking that the Easter egg hunt that we were supposed to have the Saturday was the best date. But guess what? It's not. Now, we got creative and we took the eggs to the kids. We're doing that tomorrow and the next day. But, you know, I had it all figured out. The only problem was it wasn't God's timing. Now, I guarantee you guys have had your whole summer planned. You were going to go on vacation. You were going to play baseball. You were going to do this. You were going to do that. You going to be doing that now? No. Now, you can either be bitter or you can be poor in spirit and just say, okay, we were talking about this today. When are we going to have Vacation Bible School? We don't know yet. Sometime in the future. But God's timing is there. And I started thinking, well, maybe God has a plan to do it differently. Not maybe, He does have a plan to do it differently. And so being poor in spirit is to say, God's timing is what I got to go by. Listen to what it says in Psalm 31, verse 14 and 15. I trust in You, O Lord, I say. You are my God. My times are in Your hands. Do you realize that? Your times are in His hands. Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, God has set the right time for everything. Isaiah 60:22 says, I am the Lord. And when it is time, I will make these things happen quickly. You see, what the church has to figure out is how to adjust to God's time plan instead of expecting God to adjust to their time. And being poor in spirit is to say, okay, we don't know what to do now. You show us the plan. You show us the timing, and we will follow it. So many times, we have it all figured out, and the timing is ours, not His. Now, here's an important thing to remember. A delay is not a denial. A delay is not a denial. I don't know why this virus happened at this time in the life of my church at First Baptist Mount. I don't know. But it's not a denial of what God's going to do. It's just a delay. And we've got to understand, being poor in spirit is saying, okay, your plan, not my plan. And what about your family? You think God messed up your son? No, He didn't. He had a better, bigger plan. Now, it's up to you to find it. And when you find it, you'll be blessed. Now, the fourth thing we need to understand is we're poor in spirit when we realize that we need to depend on God's defense, not mine. Listen, one of the things we've learned is that we can't always stay safe. And we just have to sometimes trust God. I have four kids. And every day I pray for God's protection of my kids. They're in the work world, the real world. And one of the things that I know is that God is the only one that can protect. Psalm chapter 2, verse 12 says this, God blesses and protects everyone who runs to Him. Psalm 62, verse 5 through 7 says, I depend on God alone. I put my hope in Him. He alone protects and saves me. He is my defender, and I shall never be defeated. My salvation and honor depend on God. He is my strong protector. He is my shelter. You see, we do the best we can, but then we have to depend on God to really protect us. And one of the things I've learned through all this is that I can do everything possible, but it still comes down to trusting Him to take care of me. Because I don't know who may be infected. You don't know who may be infected. You just have to depend on God's defense and quit trying to do it yourself. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Depend on Him, not your own strength. And then the last one I'm going to close with is one that we've had to learn as well. I depend on God's will, not mine. You know, one of the things that we've learned through this crisis is that it affects many of us financially. You know, I'll be quite honest, as a pastor, if you would have told me we would have gone three Sundays without meeting and only meet one time and make budget, I would have said you're lying. You know, why? Because I think, well, people have to come in and people have to give. One of the things I learned is that God always has enough money. The problem is never God, it's me trusting God. And I watched Him. It says in Philippians 4:19, and my God will supply all my needs from His abundant wealth because of what Christ Jesus has done. One of the things I've had to learn is just, we've got to trust God. And I know a lot of churches and a lot of families are hurting right now financially. And what can you do? You get laid off because of your work and you were doing everything. You just have to trust God. And God uses other people to bless you. And we've got to understand, to be poor in spirit is to trust that God will meet our needs, not our wants. That's tough. That is incredible, because as American, we believe that we work hard, earn our money, and we're in good shape. What I've had to learn is you can work real hard and still be in trouble. You've got to learn to trust God. And your job is a channel, but you have to realize that ultimately God is your source for your giving, for your financial needs. And I know so many people are struggling in that area. it's just, you're either going to be poor in spirit and trust Him to help you, or you're going to try to figure it out and drive yourself crazy. You see, being poor in spirit is just saying, I can't figure all this out. I need help. And the source of help, it is God. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So, how are you doing? Do you struggle with depending on God's wisdom? Do you struggle with depending on God's strength? Do you struggle with depending on God's timing? Do you depend on God's defense? Do you depend on God's wealth? Or do you do it all? You see, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. I think it's such an incredible verse for a time like this. I need to be blessed. You need to be blessed. And the only way to get that blessing is through Him. So remember that first beatitude and maybe check and make sure He's in control and you're not in control. Because when He's in control, there's blessing. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for this time, and I pray that we would be poor in spirit and live the life that You want us to live, not the life that we want to live. Lord, we pray that You'd help us with our finances. We pray that You would help us with our calendars, that You would help us, dear Lord, with just all the things that we're struggling with right now, and help us to trust You to give us the blessing. We can't do it, but You can. In Jesus' name. Amen.